Well, and she clearly doesn't want to admit her situation that she's in to herself because she has been lying about it.
That's crazy.
This is my last Matchmade episode as a 29-year-old.
I went back to college this weekend. It will be Jeff's fault, not mine.
Click culture is alive and well. Everyone just wants to be in a click.
Running on straight caffeine.
Here we are today. Well, I remember I had this like wall decor from Home Goods in my childhood, well, like teenage self bedroom. And it said, I am 99% caffeine, 1%, or like it was something
Why
like that.
Why were we so obsessed with that? Like shirts that said things about coffee on it were such a thing when we were in that age group.
Well, there was this really crazy coffee culture phenomenon in like 2013.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel like that's when it really took off to have funky coffee drinks and not just what comes out of the espresso machine.
Yeah.
Like that's when like, I feel, and this is a personal opinion, I need to do so. I would have to do some research into it all to see the full timeline. But I know that like Starbucks funky drinks were like, that was like the prime.
Yeah.
For like the pinkity drinkity of it all.
Yeah. I used to love Java chip frappuccinos from Starbucks.
Yeah.
And people, the Java chip and vanilla bean frappuccino were so good. And then the culottas from Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm.
Did you ever have a culotta?
No. Oh,
it was like a slushie, basically. They had blue raspberry, cherry, but then they had a coffee culotta that was essentially frozen coffee.
So a Slurpee.
Basically.
That's what I'm picturing.
From Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God. I haven't had a Slurpee in a decade.
Yeah, me neither. I forgot those existed. Don't they have free Slurpee Day or something?
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
July 11th.
Yeah, but graphic t-shirts were such a thing. And having a shirt that said something about how much you love coffee was such a thing at the time. And I guess we're still here because matcha has kind of taken over the craze, I feel like. But people still obsess over the new flavored lattes and flavored matcha. I don't know. We arrived and we never left.
No, there's always another thing. But the thing is, we're not going to wear a t-shirt that says, I heart matcha.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
But you know who I feel like it was like the Drew Barrymore, Paris Hilton,
Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah, that crew that really popularized. Let's just put whatever is on our mind on our shirt, but make it as graphic as possible.
Yeah.
Or like something along the lines of not your girlfriend, like something sassy.
But like Delia's, that store. Did you go there?
Obviously.
The wall of graphic t-shirts.
Colby, I named my guinea pig Delia.
That store was so special.
I don't understand. I think we've talked about this like maybe over a year ago now, but I remember like us having this conversation. But revisiting, I do not understand how they went bankrupt. I really don't. I do not know how they, like what happened. There must have been some shady business dealings behind the scenes because I feel like people would go there now.
Yeah.
If they were open.
Yeah. Because that stuff is all back, just retro.
Yeah.
I walked by over the weekend. You know how on Ludlow Street they have that flea market vintage situation? It's outdoors, kind of tucked off the side of the street.
Yeah, I do.
And they had graphic t-shirts hanging on like one of the racks. It was just full of cropped baby tees that had things written on them. But they didn't say like running on caffeine.
Well, now I feel like we've, like the same generation that was wearing the, I remember one from Delia's being, you're the peanut butter to my jelly.
Yes.
The same generation.
People would wear that though. No. Right.
But yeah, maybe. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me, people. But some people would.
Mm-hmm.
But the same generation that grew up wearing those t-shirts are now wearing the park sweatshirts.
So true.
And I was, the other day, because I just got back from Arizona, and Jack's sister was like, that sweatshirt, I was wearing my park sweatshirt that has like the mock neck, like turtleneck thing. She was like, that sweatshirt looks so comfortable. And she's like, what's park? And I'm like, how do I explain to her that I like broke my neck trying to buy this sweatshirt because they're always sold out. And it's just a sweatshirt that has some girl's last name on it.
Right.
Like it's not even, it's her last name.
Right. Her last name and brand name.
I mean, and that's like, obviously, you know, watering down what is Park, because right. I love it. And I've bought so many things from her brand. I love.
Yeah. You have to whip out your denim set.
I have a denim set. Yeah. I find everything so comfortable from there, but, and I will continue to buy her stuff. But it was just funny trying to explain to her, like someone who's not, I feel like it's such a craze here on the East Coast. Like, yeah. I maybe it's probably reached there too, but I just feel like everyone and their mother in New York, like you'll see a fellow baddie walking down the street in her Park sweatshirt with her set leggings. And, you know, it's like,
yeah,
we have this.
It's either Park or the bar. I have neither. Yep.
I'm wearing actually the bar right now.
But yeah.
But what is, it's so funny.
They're interchangeable.
This is the same
concept.
Like yeah. Delia's, this would have slapped at Delia's.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, okay, what does it mean?
Right.
What does it mean? You know, it doesn't matter.
It's an if you know, you know thing.
Keep them guessing. It's like TikTok trends. It's like, if you know, you know. Yeah. I saw this TikTok this morning. I allowed myself some early tech time this morning because I'm on a different time zone right now. Yeah. I'm like all out of whack. So I was like, let me. And I also just needed something to talk about.
Being bad.
On this darn podcast. I feel like I have nothing to say today. But I saw a few videos in a row, people saying like how it feels to wake up knowing I'm group six.
Oh, you're in group seven.
Oh my God. So you already know what this is.
Of course.
So unfortunately, I am in the wave of people who saw the reaction videos.
Got it.
Before I saw the actual videos.
Before you were assigned.
So from what I understand, because I of course had to do some research into like, what the heck are these groups?
Yeah.
This girl made a series of seven videos.
Yep.
Where she, nothing too like fancy. She's just sitting there saying like, if you're seeing this video, you are in group one, you're in group two, you're in group three, four, five, six, seven videos. And she's trying to see, like, she's using the same song, the same.
It's her song. So it's kind of genius.
Shut the fuck
up. Yeah. So then everybody's using that song also in the reaction videos.
Up. This girl's a genius. Oh my God. But like, whatever video you see on your For You page, that is what group you're in.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a social experiment / like social media experiment. Like, which video are you seeing? So of course I had to go through each of them and like see who was commenting, like which TikTokers I know or like celebrities were even commenting, like that I'm in group five.
Yeah.
Like, so crazy. But of course I didn't even.
Seven.
You're in group seven. But then I looked. Group seven, that video has 14.5 million views.
Yeah.
Whereas the other groups have like 1 million. But still.
But I'm curious also how many people watch the group seven video after they've seen all the chatter about group seven.
No, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That is, you're right. So that's why people were like landing on it. Well, this literally is fresh news. This was like a day ago that she created. Absolutely a genius. Oh my God.
Yeah. But a lot of people aren't even registering that, I don't think.
That what? That
the song situation.
No, me. Yeah. I don't know what all the songs, like there's TikTok songs, some of them, like I'm missing things now that I'm not on it as much as I was before.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was like another one of the Olivia Dean songs that I just, it hasn't reached my desk yet.
Yeah.
But good for her.
I know. I wouldn't have realized it either, except I saw a video that said that. And now I'm like, wow, she really did that. But and now, I'm sure she didn't even expect it to take off.
Doubt it.
You couldn't predict that. It's so stupid. And yet everybody is here bragging about being in whatever group they're in.
But it's funny. It's like, it's click culture is alive and well. Everyone just wants to be in a click. Everyone wants to be, okay, I'm in group five. I'm in group six. Like, that's when I'll never forget when, like, I mean, Enneagrams had been around for a while, but like when Enneagram culture took off, I want to say it was like for me, high school people were like, what Enneagram number are you? And they'd be like, take the test. What number are you? Oh, you're number six. Oh, I'm number seven. And it's like, everyone just wants to be associated with a group.
Right.
And it's the ones like that where it's kind of left. Like, I feel like when it comes to like horoscopes or whatever, your star signs, moon signs, you obviously can't choose those things.
Yeah.
But some of them, it's like, I swear people choose certain, they like try to get certain things so they can be like, I'm I'm Enneagram 7. Enneagram 7.
I don't even know what I am.
Or with the Myers-Briggs. Is that
the ENFJ thing?
Yeah, I am ENFJ. That's me.
I have no clue what I am. Maybe I took it one time, but I know what I am somewhere, but I don't know off the top of my head.
I think Myers-Briggs is actually, it's very, I mean, and I'm not bashing the Enneagram, because I actually really love the Enneagram album from Sleeping at Last. Do you know Sleeping at Last?
No.
I went to their concert last year for my birthday.
Oh, like okay. That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, it's, their music's in Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Like very like moody.
Yeah.
Makes you feel something. Might make you cry kind of music, but they have a whole, main artist, the singer, has created an album where each song is a different Enneagram
number, which is
cool.
Clever.
So like, okay, Enneagrams are cool. Myers-Briggs is also very important, but when it comes to Myers-Briggs, when I took it for the first time, I was taking the test, and I don't know if anyone else out there feels this way when they take tests or like things like that, where it's like a personality test, mm-hmm. something that will like render a result for you. I would find myself being like, am I just choosing this like on a specific question, like choosing this option because I want to choose that option or because I am that option? If there was a question about social, how I am in a group setting, do I like a group setting? Would I prefer to be alone? Like a question like that. Am I just choosing like, I prefer a group setting because I want to be that cool girl? Or is it true or false? Am I like lying to myself by choosing this? Am I trying to skew the results
or on just purpose? Like thinking that's what you prefer when it's not reality?
Like, I don't know if sometimes. I'll ever have like a fully accurate result from one of those like personality type tests because I like...
It really varies day to day.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And I had to take another one of those personality tests for work before our offsite. And my result was SI. And I think the S was either like social or something, that it was like wanting to make sure that like everybody was okay, everyone felt included. Aww. And then my like smaller one was I, which is like influential or whatever, to like... We had a lot of people that were just I and a lot of people that were like just one thing, but you went with your dominant thing. So I was in the S group, and I don't know, taking that test, it was like strongly agree, moderately agree, strongly disagree. And I was like, all of the questions I feel like were worded differently, but asking the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I already answered this type of thing.
Right.
And also... those types of questions when it's like, do you care about how people view your work or something?
Yeah.
And that scale, having to rank everything, it's just very challenging.
Oh,
to
yeah.
assign a feeling towards that in a given moment. Because it's like one day you could be fed up with your job and be like, no, I don't care.
Well, also, I feel like if you're taking that sort of thing at work, you're going to want to, you're going to lie a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, oh, I'm a team player.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know. Yeah. There were a lot of questions about that. The one for me that was like, I have patience for like imperfection or like something
feedback.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
And I was like, strongly disagree. I'm like, if something's taking too long, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah. Because you're a go-getter.
Yeah, and I just, like, in some ways, and also just am, like, it's just faster if I get it done myself.
That's why whenever I've tried to hire an assistant, it hasn't, I don't want to say it hasn't gone well. It's just I terminate them because I'm, like, I could just do this myself.
Right.
And I'd rather do that than onboard you because I'm not a good boss, and I know that.
It's challenging. It's very challenging.
I consider myself a nice person. A good person, but I don't think I delegate well. I don't. Yeah. Actually, I know that for a fact. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I struggle with it too, because sometimes I'm like, it will take me 5 times as long to have you try and do this and then find time for us to review it, walk through it together. But like, that's how I learned and that's how everybody else learned. So I have tried to get better at it over the years, but in the beginning, when I was onboarding people, like even at my second job, I just was like, I like do not want to do this. I'd rather just do it myself.
Right.
And get it done the first time. Well, it's supposed to be done.
Some people are born teachers, like my sister.
Yeah.
My sister She's been bossy since birth and she knows it. But she's a good teacher. I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
But good thing I don't have to worry about that for now.
Yeah. You are an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until. But circling back to your birthday, it's rapidly approaching.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay. Before we continue, because Colby and I could talk for literally ever. We have not seen each other in a weekend. So we have a lot to unpack. Adam is obviously not here.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's actually sitting in the corner with his mouth taped with duct tape, and we're not letting him speak. Adam's in Australia. Colby's roommate is...
He's around the world.
He was in San Francisco. I can't keep up.
Yeah. He got stuck there. That was why. His flight was delayed. And then he missed his connecting flight to Sydney. So then he had to fly from San Francisco to LA and then fly from LA to Sydney.
I thought he forgot to tell me about one of his destinations.
Oh, no. He just got stuck there.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
So Adam's in the land down under, but Colby and I are here for you guys.
Holding it down.
We're holding down the fort. And I think we should just do the intro. Would you like to do it, Colby, today?
No, you can do it.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how you doing? Well, Adam.
Since you asked...
This is my last Matchmade episode as a 29-year-old.
Yeah. In my 20s. I was actually thinking that this morning as I was getting ready to leave. I was like, is it? Is it not? It is.
Yeah.
Affirmative.
So next week's episode will be my first podcast as a 30-year-old.
That is so crazy, but I'm excited for your 30s for you.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I hear you just get hotter, smarter, and... Something about, I think people are more willing to take advice from a person who's in their 30s versus their 20s.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if someone in their 20s is trying, I mean, not that, no one in their 20s can give advice. I've been trying to do it for years, and I feel like I've done a decent job with various things on my YouTube channel and whatnot. But I feel like there's something that comes with being able to say, oh, I'm in my 30s.
It's legitimacy.
Sit down, 20. It feels like you're a senior.
Yeah.
Well, not that. Okay. In the grand scheme of life, I'm more like a sophomore.
Right.
I'd like to think.
You're still probably a freshman.
Yeah, I hope so. That makes me think of what I feel like Danielle, I don't know if anyone else had done this, but Danielle Carolyn would say when she was 1 year out of school, she's like, I'm in the freshman year of my life.
Yeah, freshman year of post-grad.
Freshman year of post-grad. And now she's like, well, now we're seniors. Ryan and I, it's so cute. I love that she does that. Hopefully, in the grand scheme of life, I am a sophomore. But
I think freshman.
Okay. Still. Yeah, I guess I'm not middle-aged yet.
Don't age yourself.
Yeah, how old am I? How old am I? So 30s are rapidly approaching. This time next week, I'm going to be the proud owner of a steam mop, and I'm very excited.
Oh, you know that it's coming your way.
I'm excited to see my parents this weekend.
But you're really excited to get your mop.
But I'm real excited to get my mop.
You're going
to
get your hands on that mop and get to town in this apartment.
Well, I've just been letting the kitchen... kind of go. I haven't been Swiffering it, the floors. Not the actual kitchen, the floors.
Yeah.
Because I want a really strong before and after. I've already been thinking about it.
It's very exciting.
A little bit of coffee went on the floor this morning. I'm like, leave
Don't
it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. I need a strong before and after for to see this thing in action. So that's really exciting. And I think a mark of adulthood is that
wanting an appliance for your birthday
and number two, when it comes to plans this weekend, my parents were like, what do you want to do? What would you like to, we're here, they're here for kind of a while. They're here Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're leaving Monday.
I'm really sad that I'm missing them.
I know, but it's fine, because I kind of like how the cookies have crumbled here with the first weekend, when I'm actually turning 30, it's my family weekend. Yeah. And then the following weekends are friends.
You can delegate.
Friends weekend.
Your time appropriately.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about anyone feeling left out.
Yeah.
Which is my biggest fear. So the first weekend is the family weekend this weekend. And my parents asked me, they're what do you want to do? And I'm okay, I want to go to a steakhouse, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that is just my.
That's my, you.
Yeah, that's me. Steakhouse. But I said, I was here's what we're going to do. We don't have any good pictures together.
Yeah.
I want a photo shoot, a family photo shoot.
Right.
Before we go into dinner, I found these lovely girls on the internet who do film photography, and they are taking photos of my family and I.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see those.
And it sounds simple, and it sounds like, oh, well, just why can't you do that with your phone? But I swear, like, we try every Thanksgiving, which is, I feel like, when we look our best, to take photos, and either someone doesn't like it or the quality. I want, like, nice photos.
Also, to be completely honest, when you're taking photos with your phone, especially, it seems like you can just be like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. One of those is going to have to work. Like,
yeah.
You have a photographer there who's has a job. Oh, she's on a job.
Well, there's two of them.
And she's there to take photos.
There's two of them.
The two of them.
One of them shooting in black and white.
Oh,
and one of them shooting in color.
Oh, so you'll have plenty of options to choose from.
Which I didn't even... Truthfully, I didn't even think, like, oh, black and white would be cool.
Yeah.
That's why I leave it up to the professionals. They told me. True, I don't really know them. I know I've seen their work. So I'm excited to meet them as well.
Yeah.
And it will be great. Hopefully the weather holds out. But of course, when I was, like, saying on my social media, like, looking for a photographer for this date, everyone goes, proposal? Question mark? I'm like, I'm sorry. If I am booking my own photographer for my proposal that I hope to be a surprise one day, send help.
Yeah, I will. I certainly will.
That would be me. That's just me, like, trying to take control of things when I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I like to think in my 30s, I'm going to be healed of that. And
if you ever do that, the brick is going on all of your devices and I'm going in control of it.
The brick is...
You will not have access.
Oh my God. I will say, after I was talking about the brick on here, I feel like there's been a wave of brick recently.
Yeah. I saw everyone. Brooke got one.
Brooke's bricked.
Yeah.
Clara.
Oh, she got one too.
Clara got one too. I missed that.
Yeah.
I think everyone, especially people that have social media as a component of their job, mm-hmm. should have one.
Yeah.
I really do, because it's so hard to find the work-life balance.
Yeah.
And it's been so lovely. So highly recommend that. So yeah, going into my 30s, I have a lot of good habits. I'm going to have good pictures of my family.
Good.
And I my only thing I've been seeing, I don't know why, I think, like, for some reason my social media, everyone knows I'm turning 30, like my TikTok, my Instagram algorithm, they know.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing, I saw this one guy on TikTok who had this nice bucket list that he did for himself.
Oh, the Chicks in the Office guy? Yeah.
Noah.
So fun.
He did like 30 things.
30 before 30.
Yeah. And so now the one regrets category that I have is, like, did I do enough to prepare myself for my 30s
in that,
like, did I milk my 20s as much as I could, which...
I feel I have, but
of course you're going to compare yourself and be like, oh, you know,
and you have the rest of your life.
I didn't do 30 things in my before 30.
Yes, you did.
Well, I did 30 things, but not like 30 things that I wrote down.
You had a corporate job and then you quit your corporate job and have flourished working for yourself.
That is true.
Number one.
Yeah. I didn't go skydiving though.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Did you do that abroad?
Skydiving? No.
Oh.
I don't know if I need...
But, like, literally, who cares?
I don't know if
I need to
do that.
You don't need to jump out of a plane. I know you.
What percentage of people do that versus don't? Like, skydiving. I think the only reason why I would skydive is if I quite literally had, like, an opportunity to skydive with, like, Navy SEALs or something. Or, like, someone, like...
I would never enjoy it.
Someone who I'm like, you've done this actually 1,000 times, and like, I trust you.
I know myself. I'm not an adrenaline junkie at all. That is something that I would be like, thank God that's over. And now I can say that I did it, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's other things that I would prefer to do. But when it comes to either that, or have you seen the thing where people jump off the side of a cliff?
Yes.
And they have
so dangerous bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping? Which would you rather do? Skydive or bungee jump?
Skydive, only because bungee jumping, that initial, like, what is that called? Recoil? When you go down and then it pulls you back up.
Yeah.
Your spinal cord.
Oof.
It spreads apart and then goes back to... You can really hurt yourself.
Colby, this is something I never gave much thought to be honest with you, but now I'm definitely not gonna
go. Yeah, it separates and then you just have to, like, hope that it your spine like goes back together.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I won't be celebrating my birthday this weekend with a bungee jump.
Yeah.
Nope, I won't be.
Thank God for that.
Thank God for that, seriously.
I can rest easy tonight.
Yeah, so I don't really, I don't feel like much, I don't feel much towards 30, so I'm just like, okay, I'm ready.
Cool, yeah. Here we honestly, go. Honestly, 29 is just like the weirdest, strangest age. It's kind of like a year of acceptance that you're about to turn 30, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a good prep year. I definitely, I think I felt more strongly about turning 29, like fear-wise.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh my God, I'm getting old. Oh my God. 30, I'm like, oh, cool. That just like sounds better than 29 anyway.
Yeah.
29, why? Certain numbers are deceiving. Like 29 feels older than 30.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That number just feels so loaded compared to 30.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
I don't know either, but...
I went back to college this weekend, and it really reiterated in my brain that I don't wish that I could go back to college.
Yeah. Colby, tell us about Alabama.
It was actually so fun and so strange to be back there, because when I transferred after my freshman year, I never even went back to visit. I feel like there were times when I was at Elon that I would be talking to people, because one thing about me is it really stresses me out to like completely lose touch with people from my past that I was once really close with. Like I try and maintain friendships that I once had, or like at least try and check in. So like I've stayed in touch with some people from when I was at Alabama
right.
over the years, like here and there, like we've stayed close on Instagram and we'll like write back to each other's stories. And some people I'm still close enough with that we text and catch up. But while I was at Elon, then I would talk to them and be like, I'm going to come visit. I'm going to look at the game schedule. Is there a fun weekend? But it's a really challenging place to get to.
Yeah.
And then I was happy at Elon, and I didn't really want to waste a weekend going there. So I never even went back to go visit after I graduated, and then randomly had to go for work this past weekend.
Which is the best case scenario, because work's paying for it.
Yeah.
You're getting there, and...
And it was like the biggest game. The Alabama-Tennessee game is a huge rivalry.
Ooh, okay.
So the tailgates were really fun and cool to see, but I felt like I lived 9 lives in those 48 hours, but it was amazing. It was super fun and nostalgic. Walking around there, I was just constantly thinking to myself that I couldn't believe that I was there. It felt so weird.
Yeah, it's funny, like, trying to picture young you, like, walking around.
Yeah. Especially by all the sororities and stuff, and the dorm that I lived in. When I went there, got knocked down a few years ago. It's now a parking lot, basically. And there's a bookstore there. But it's so weird.
That's trippy.
It's very trippy. I feel like I would have an easier time going back to Elon, obviously, because I have more memories there. I feel like I associate, obviously, my college experience with going to Elon.
I mean, yeah, we covered a lot of ground when we were there. But it is weird. Like, I remember when I went back to Elon to shoot an ad last year, you walk around and you just feel like it. I mean, of course, there's a lot of good memories from college, but for whatever reason, like all the bad ones flood back.
Yeah.
And I felt so like heavy with just like feelings.
Yeah. Being there. Just was like, I cannot believe I lived in this state for a year of my life.
Yeah. But it's so funny, because it's like you think about how like your life has unfolded afterwards, and it's all a lot of it because of that, like because the decisions that you made. When it's so crazy how so much of your life is tethered to the decisions you make when you are
18, 19.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Like I started the beginning of this decade of my life, like making huge decisions for myself.
It's so crazy to think
didn't
about.
Didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Didn't know that social media, when I was at the beginning of this decade, I didn't know that social media could be a real job. And now here I am.
I don't think anyone did.
But it's just so, like, but that makes you think, okay, at the end of my 30s,
yeah,
what's going to be new then?
I seriously had this thought this morning when I was thinking about talking to you about your birthday. Because I was like, 10 years, so much can happen.
Oh, yeah. And
thinking back to 10 years ago, I actually don't even remember where I was for my 20th birthday or what we even did in our 20th year.
I probably threw you a party.
No one ever had a party for me because my birthday's in the summer.
Oh, right. Duh.
Well, now they do.
Well, yeah. Now summer?
Now we do.
So, here's the thing. Summer birthdays growing up,
yeah,
you were cool for having a summer birthday because you could have like a pool party or something.
Yeah, but you also couldn't because a lot of people were traveling.
Okay.
I did, but it was like...
Okay, I see. So there's certain people are not going to be in attendance. Yeah. Well, I was always very jealous and I would try to convince my mom to allow me to lie. I'm like, Mom, would you stand by me if I lie and say my birthday is in July and I just forgot all these years?
Yeah.
Like, or the birth certificate was messed up and, you know, now we know the truth.
A whoops.
But you're right. There is a period of time where having a summer birthday is not fun. College, that is true.
It's like... all of school because in the summer people are at camp growing up and then college people are all over the place. I mean, even now, but now it's fun because I feel like in the summer people, like, you can find a time to do something. It's just the same as every other time of year when people are busy. But in elementary school and all of school, I was always so jealous because people could have a pregame for their birthday in college.
Yeah, that's true.
It was like a birthday pregame, go to the bar, whatever.
That is true.
And then in school, it was always so fun when it was people's birthdays and they would get signs on their locker and
all of that stuff. I'll put a sign on your locker.
Thank you. Yeah, I never got to experience it.
I'll put a sign on your desk.
When I was really little and you used to bring cupcakes to school for your birthday in elementary school, I used to bring stuff on my half birthday so that I could have the experience.
Wait, that's cute. Aren't you not allowed to bring things anymore?
Yeah.
Or at least in elementary school now because of all the allergies?
Yeah.
Because of so many allergies.
Allergies, and I think it was part of the, like, Michelle Obama childhood obesity
push
that it was... Like, I mean, even my mom works at an elementary school, and she was like, I mean, every single day, there's cupcakes, donuts, all the food coming in, and it just is too much to keep track of. And also, kids don't need to be eating cupcakes every day.
No, you're so right. You're so right. Wow, yeah.
Summer but we birthdays. Will. Are we having a cake for your birthday?
I don't know. See, Colby, unlike you, I don't like to plan my own cake.
Okay.
Colby, one thing about Colby is she has her special cake that she
that
likes.
I love.
She, well, to be fair, we orchestrated that this year.
You did, and I was so surprised.
Because I knew, well, we know what you like. But in past years, Colby has orchestrated her own cake.
Always.
Because well, you know a cake will happen, but you want to make sure the cake happens.
Yeah.
So, understand. That goes back to our earlier conversation about if you want something done, do it yourself.
Right.
Something about it just feels like a bad omen.
Yeah.
Get your own cake.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, that's your thing. Like, cake is your thing. I don't know.
Cake is my thing.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, then you're allowed. Cake is not my thing.
But now everybody knows the cake that I like.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're curious, it's the strawberry shortcake from Little Cupcake Bake Shop.
Yeah. If you want to really knock someone's socks off, get them that cake for their birthday.
So delicious. It's and pink. It's pretty.
It's gorgeous. It's pink and with the candles on top, it's a gorgeous photo and it's delicious to eat. And it feels like oddly kind of healthy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Definitely not.
But don't be fooled. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't thought that. The cake, I haven't thought through.
If you had a cake, what flavor would you want? Because I know that you love carrot cake and you love cheesecake.
Yeah, I do.
But
cheesecake.
There's obviously people coming. Cheesecake?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like. Cheesecake? Well, I like really any. I don't really. Okay, here's the thing. I don't really love ice cream cake. I'm sorry. There, I'll say it. I think for me, it's ice cream cake stresses me out. Because it's just never the right consistency. It's always melted or too hard.
Yeah.
But maybe one day I'll experience like the perfect ice cream cake. But until then, I am more of a classic standard cake person.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's on knowing yourself.
And that's
I love
on that.
I love New York style cheesecake.
Yes, you do.
That I do enjoy. And I don't like the Italian style where it's like ricotta cheese.
Oh.
Which I've had and I will put up with it. I will eat it. But it just tastes too much like ravioli to me. Like, I want a cake, you know?
Yeah.
You guys know I've been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout. I want to watch that show. Is it Cake?
Oh, where they like cut into something and it looks like it's real. But
no,
it's...
I think they make shapes. I honestly don't know what it is. I've just heard people talk about it and the people judge it and they guess if it's cake or not.
Well, you should watch The Great British Bake Off. That's what I watch.
Yeah, I feel like it would really bring back the nostalgia that I have of being obsessed with the Cake Boss.
Yeah. Cake Boss? What's he up to?
I think he's still baking.
What is he up to? Does he have a place in New York still?
Yeah. I think
he does.
I've seen it in Times Square.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Carlo's Bakery. That was so weird that we were all so obsessed with that show.
I know.
Like, we were enamored with this family bakery.
Him and the Long Island Medium.
Oh, my God. I saw her also in the flesh.
Teresa?
Yeah. I saw her at Scarpetta one time.
Yeah. I was there with you.
Oh.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. But we weren't, like, 100% sure it was her.
Yeah, but it was definitely
her. We were like, I think that's her.
It was definitely her.
I mean, that hair is just, it's hard
to... And the nails.
The nails and the hair. Well, I've been watching her show on Hulu.
Oh, she has a new one?
It's like relatively new. I think it's like maybe 2022, 2023-ish time period. But I've been watching it because there's so many episodes. And I don't know if I believe in like the medium stuff.
Yeah.
But if she's, I really think she believes it. Like, I really don't think she's like swindling people.
No.
Like she's talking to someone. I don't know who.
Yeah.
The voices are, but
I think the fact that she can go up to random people and feel somebody's presence and they say that it's true.
Well, and she's been doing it for so many years and no one has come out of the woodworks, like no past assistant or anyone has come out of the woodworks to be like, she's lying.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be an expose.
On Long Island.
Teresa
Giudice.
No, Teresa Giudice is the real
Teresa
housewife.
Teresa Caputo.
Teresa Caputo. I didn't even know her last name.
All these Italian ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Teresa. That would be insane.
Yeah.
It would be so crazy. And then there's Tyler, the other one, the Hollywood medium.
Oh, yes, Tyler. I watched his whole thing as well on Netflix.
I just watched Victoria Beckham's new documentary.
Did you like that?
Oh, my God, obsessed. I knew I was going to like it. I saved it purposely. I knew that this Sunday, because I traveled late Saturday, it was like, Sunday, I'm going to have a productive day up until a certain point. And then I'm going to let myself have dinner and watch the Victoria Beckham show and go to bed early.
Good.
And that was my plan. And I watched all three episodes in one sitting. It was amazing. I mean, she's so iconic. And I just love her so much. And it was really all about her and a lot about her business.
Oh, okay.
Which was very interesting to
her
learn about.
Her fashion business,
the right? The highs and lows, yeah.
She's a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And what it took for her to be, like, taken legitimately in the industry. Because now, I feel like people don't associate that brand with any type of struggle. It's just Victoria Beckham Beauty, Victoria Beckham the clothing line. Everybody knows what it is. People wear it. Gorgeous clothes. But you don't think... She's had this brand for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And... Sorry, someone's drying their clothes.
Someone's doing laundry.
There's upstairs. A spin cycle going on.
Goodness gracious. No, it's actually crazy how the 2-in-1 washer machine, like,
yeah.
You can just feel it at all times of the day. I need to watch that.
You do.
I need to watch it. I started watching it. Well, Jack and I started watching it.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I think this is more of a you show to watch.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I'm so going to watch it.
And it makes me want to rewatch David's just because I love them. I find them so entertaining. I could listen to them talk all day.
Well, she's going on Call Her Daddy this week.
Oh, yes.
I believe. Or next, like, she just, Alex Cooper just posted that.
She teased it.
She did a little teaser.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see what she delves into.
Yeah. She's on the circuit right now.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, too. I know. She just had Kim on.
Wild. Kim's really launching crazy. Beauty again.
I mean, I could see that coming from a mile away. Yeah. Like, why would she want to have all these different brands when she could just have Skims everything?
Yeah.
Skims Beauty, Skims, you know.
Yeah.
Skims.
Yeah.
I feel like, Kylie still does her beauty. Mm-hmm. Kylie Cosmetics.
I got the Kylie skin tint. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I really am. I had seen it on TikTok, and I wasn't sure if I was actually going to like it or if it was going to be all it was cracked up to be. It's amazing.
Are you gonna get her lip kit or whatever, her rebrand?
I want the King Kylie merch.
The King Kylie. Oh yeah, because she has like t-shirts and stuff too.
Her song is incredible. And I will die on, like, I love Kylie Jenner so much, and she's so funny. She got interviewed by somebody asking if she was going to like dip her toe further into music and shift to doing music full time, and she was like, just like, I think the question was if she was going to do more music, and she was like, I mean, I wouldn't ever do it full time. I don't think I'm Adele or anything. Like, no one thought that.
Oh, Adele. Yeah.
But the song is so good.
But she's so real for that. Like, she also knows that people, like, ever since Rise and Shine.
Yes. No, she leans into everything. It's all been a bit. It's so good.
It's all, but
she's so funny.
The funny thing about her and a lot of the Kardashians is you just never know if it's like, if it's a bit or if it's real. Like the Bush thongs.
Oh my God. That Kim did.
But she said they sold out.
I'm sure they did. It's like rage bait.
How many, like, okay, when she says they sold out, like, what was the quantity that, you know what I mean?
I'm not sure. I didn't even know that they were actually sold.
I had to check my phone and be like, is it April 1st?
Yeah, no, it's wild.
Like, She said that they were on a shoot one day, and they were like, someone, like a photographer suggested, they're like, oh, what if we like put a full bush on someone? Like, wouldn't that be interesting? Or like, oh, and she was like, oh, we should just, it'd be so much easier if we just made it into a thong. And then the idea was born.
And there you have it.
The idea was born. I mean, that family, like, what are they going to come out with next? I really don't.
Yeah,
I don't know
where they go next after a bush thong, but here we are.
Never mind. I just answered my own question in my head. I was like, what's Kendall's thing? 818. And I hear she's going to quit modeling to become a home designer. She wants to do home decor.
I love her house that she has. Her spread in Architectural Digest was stunning.
Well, I feel like...
It's very Ralph Lauren, her aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's like desert Ralph Lauren.
I mean, they could use one of those in that family. I feel like they have so many homes. Like,
they have so many homes, and...
They could use a designer.
Kendall, I feel like, is the only one. Chris has had many evolutions of interior design aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, their first house had a yellow kitchen and white cabinets.
Oh, I remember from the show. Of course. Yeah.
And then they moved into that other house that had the black and white tile floors, and there were colors and things going on. But everybody else's house, I feel like, is just beige. But Kendall's
has Kim's.
A lot of gorgeous tiles and paint colors. It's, like, rich and interesting. I feel like you would love it.
Yeah, I've seen photos of it.
Her green kitchen.
Hers, and I feel like Gigi Hadid, her house is very similar, too. Like a lot of things that maybe like you wouldn't expect to have next to each other, but they work.
Yeah.
Which I'd like, ideally I would like to have a lot more going on in my, the place that I eventually own.
Yeah.
I will go ham.
Yeah.
I can't wait to like renovate, like really renovate a place and be like, I want to knock that wall out, you know? Yeah. Like that'll be fun to be like, let's knock that wall out. Let's just make this room bigger. Let's do that, this, that, and the other.
Like, it'll be interesting. The excitement of a home to be able to have different aesthetics in different rooms that all go together. Oh, in yeah. an apartment, it's very challenging because it's more often than not just an open space. So everything kind of has to be cohesive.
Right. You feel like it all needs to kind of go together, like from one room to the next.
Yeah.
Because
or from like one corner to the next.
Well, like you can kind of in here, if we have all of our doors open, you can see every room all at once. Yeah. And so if it like one really clashes with the other, I've been toying with the idea of painting our bedroom like blue.
Oh yeah.
Not like a sky blue, but like a navy. Kind of a gray blue. Like a
Oh, that would be nice.
I've been seeing a lot of people do like a grayish blue that is really gorgeous. Or like pink. Like a light, kind of fleshy, like a what's the color? Like a peachy, but like very, very light, very, very muted.
I'll send you a picture or an Instagram. Cy Da Silva just posted her upstate house on Instagram.
Who is this person?
She is an influencer, but she also was on The Real Housewives of New York. Okay. But this lime wash, kind of rust pinky, like it's a very nice color that would look good with brick.
Okay, good to
and
know.
She got these gorgeous sconces.
Oh, I love a sconce.
Yeah,
I am too. A sucker for a sconce, really.
It looks really very nice. Well, I will send it to you.
Okay, thank you for that. I feel like we should answer some questions.
Yes.
For the people. I screenshotted two. One moment.
I cannot believe I'm going to Mexico in 48 hours.
Yeah. Are you all packed?
No. And also, Amazon being down the week of a bachelorette
yesterday
is sacrilegious.
Wait, that was crazy. I got so many emails yesterday about like just other things that I use, like
because it was Amazon Web Services,
my bookkeeping software that like logs my business stuff sent me an email being like, we're down temporarily.
Yeah.
My like my doctor
portal
was down. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy.
This bachelorette that I have is probably the most quintessential bachelorette that I've been on to date, and there are themes everything. And in the back of my head, I was like just trying to get through the next thing, and then I was like, okay, then I'll look into that. And then I realized that I'm leaving in 3 days, so Amazon was my last resort for like three items that I needed to get. And so I ordered them, and of course they were supposed to get delivered yesterday, and then now it's saying that they might not get here until Friday. And I was like, honestly, worst comes to worst, I will not be on theme, and it will be Jeff's fault, not mine.
Well, Jeff. Just blame Jeff. What color schemes are you working with? Like, you know, I have a lot of stuff as well.
Oh, wait. Actually, while I'm here,
You
know that black dress that I borrowed in the Hamptons?
Oh, I do.
Do you know where that is?
I probably can find it.
I might need to borrow it.
I'll delve in. Okay, let's answer these questions.
Yes.
So, okay, do we want to choose? There's two of them. Do we want one about friends or a crush?
Let's start with friends.
Start with friends. Okay, wait, this is actually kind of bachelorette related. So, okay. Hi, I absolutely love the pod and I'm in desperate need of your help. I have a non-dating advice segment question for you. I have a dilemma involving one of my best friends. We've been friends for the past 9 years and I've been noticing this issue more over the past year. Basically, we both will experience something and I will hear her retelling it to someone else and she will tell the story completely differently from what actually happened. Okay, so she's a liar.
So she's bad, though.
She's a liar. She got engaged 2 years ago, and I noticed she does it a lot with her fiancé. It happens all the time over big and small things. And when she does it, she always makes a situation seem better than it is. But it's just not an exaggeration. It's opposite from the truth. I've never said anything to her about this, but I always feel so weird standing there knowing that she's lying. I can't figure out if she believes the lies she's telling or is just hoping that I won't call her out. One recent example happened on her bachelorette last week. Her and I went to go pick up coffee, and she kept calling her fiance, and he wouldn't answer. He finally picked up after the seventh call and was very rude and told her to stop calling him. He was also on his bachelor trip. Oh my God, my heart is just sunk.
Oh my God.
When we got back to the house, she told everyone her fiance's name, randomly called me in the car to check in and was hoping we were having the best time. And everyone went, oh, that's so nice of him. And I was standing there in shock and didn't say what actually happened. So the question is, what do I do? It's getting harder to ignore and it's happening more and more. Do I say something to her about it or just try to let it go?
Oh, God.
That's really tough. Well,
initially, I was going to say that is something that bothers me so much. I thought this was going in a different direction, and I'm just turning this to share my personal annoyance. But when somebody tells a story that you told them and then they believe that it happened to them,
yeah,
and then you're in a group setting and you literally are like, wait, I literally told you that.
Yeah.
That wasn't your story.
Yeah.
That drives me insane. And that's what I thought she was going to say. This situation, I feel like, especially with the relationship,
yeah,
dramatizations and making it seem better, like, that's crazy.
Well, this makes me feel
that
like...
That makes me scared that something is wrong.
Right. Here's the thing. Like, she's doing this because she's trying to show people that she's doing better than she is.
Yeah, she wants to project a certain which is image very that's not reality.
Sad. It's very sad. Like, she is clearly the fiance, mm-hmm, which this is scary to me that they yeah haven't even gotten married yet.
There's a way out.
No, like, I feel like you need to talk to her before the wedding.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Before, like, and I'm not saying she's going to call things off or whatever,
yeah,
but I feel like you need to get to her and speak with her. And it can be, like... I'm just curious, if you were to have said, maybe not in this particular situation, mm-hmm, maybe choose a lighter lie.
Yeah.
Not one where it's like, no, your fiance did not say that. If it's something like she says, misremembers something, or, you know, says like, oh, I chose this one. And you're like, no, you didn't. Like, yeah, is there a way for you to low key publicly call her out? Because right, I feel like that's the only, like, I misremember things sometimes or say something. And I feel like, if someone calls me out, then I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, actually, I didn't. Like, then it kind of, the memory floats back. Like, oh, I actually am misremembering it.
Yeah.
But with this, it feels very intentional. It doesn't feel like she's misremembering.
I mean, she didn't have to share that at all.
But she wants to be portrayed as someone right who has a fiance who is calling when she doesn't, right, which is really sad.
Right.
But I feel like, especially if it's gotten to the point where it's really bugging you, you need to say something about yeah it. But it can be in the sense, it can be done in a way where I feel like it needs to come from a place of like genuine concern. Like,
right. Hi. Like, I just want to check in and make sure everything's okay. I think yeah it needs to be an in-person conversation.
Be 100%. Like, hey, I've noticed that like you've been acting differently. She said that she's been noticing this issue more over the past year.
Yeah.
And they've been friends for 9 years.
Yeah.
So you have the history to be like, hey girl, we've been friends forever. I've just noticed, like, I know maybe wedding planning is really stressful, XYZ, but like, I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Like,
if you need to talk about
it. It's so hard because it's, I think, one of the biggest disses you could say about a person is you're a liar.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you do it delicately?
Delicately that she isn't going to be like, you're just jealous, whatever, in like retaliation, even though she knows that she's doing it, you know?
Right. Well, being a liar, it seems like she's gotten away with this for a while.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, you're only going to continue lying if you get away with it the first time and yeah the second time and the third time. So it sounds like no one has said anything to her to call her out, which is a hard thing to do. But because you have the history, I feel like you could say something, but also how do you say it? I think you just have to come from a place of, hey, I've noticed, like, you know, I think you could point to this specific situation.
Or, yeah, a few things have been misconstrued.
Well, I don't like, even know
especially
if
when it comes to whatever.
Fiance.
I'm going to call him Johnny.
Johnny.
It's the first name that came to mind.
Okay. Well, I feel like she could say, after, I mean, now this was sent to us 4 days ago, so I feel like she's back yeah from the bachelorette. But you could say, hey, like that time in the coffee shop when, you know, and you, I just want to make sure everything's okay
yeah
with you. And like, I don't know if you need to say like, I noticed you lied.
Yeah.
But I feel like, cause I feel like saying the word lied to someone is just an instant, you know, invitation for them to retaliate.
Yeah.
But I see, this is really tough.
Yeah.
But people, you do need to talk to her.
She probably will come back to you on the offensive, which because
when you accuse someone of something like that, no one wants to be known as a liar.
Well, and she clearly doesn't want to admit her situation that she's into herself because she has been lying about it.
I've never like fully trusted people who will be never have one single negative thing to say or like negative, like people that are always sunshines and rainbows about their significant other.
Oh yeah.
I mean, granted, some people, you don't know them well enough for them to like delve into the dirty laundry of it. And I don't even want to say like, we're talking about like very intimate things that go wrong with our partners. Like I don't ever want people to think like, oh, or people to even, I don't want to be the kind of person who's always ripping on the person that I'm with.
Yeah.
But there comes a girl silly hour where we, you know, talk about our grievances.
You complain
because you're allowed to.
Yeah.
But I've never felt like secure. I almost like worry. I'm like, you have nothing to say. You have nothing to contribute over there.
Yeah.
About your boyfriend. Like what are you hiding? But that's just me. I don't know. So I feel like there's a way that you can, maybe she was, this always, I always go here. What's her parents' situation like? How was she raised?
Yeah.
Was she raised in a household where she could never have anything negative to say about, or any, you know, she can't joke about things like that? Or
I just think this instance in particular, like there was no reason for her to even share that with the group.
Yeah.
So the fact that she just pulled that out of her ass and wanted everybody to know that happened, even though it didn't.
She wanted people really to say, aw. Like, yeah. But it's kind of crazy, the audacity. She must feel so secure with you as a friend that you won't say anything.
Yeah, which is why I think you also need to be like, hey.
You can't hide behind me anymore, girlfriend. Right. Like,
and like, I'm not going to tell anybody. Of course, like, you can trust me. But like, if something's wrong, I have your back.
Yeah, like I need.
Or you could use that as like evidence. Like, I of course have your back. I've been witnessing this go on and then listen to you, or I've been there for you to tell the group and haven't chimed in to say anything when that isn't reality. I mean, in a nicer way, but I don't really know how to say that differently.
Yeah. But
clearly you're a great friend that you're not then blabbing about this to everybody else.
Yeah, you're like an iron safe.
Yeah.
Wow. But to the subject line was, is my friend delusional or a liar? Definitely a liar, but also kind of delusional, because I feel like she maybe is trying to convince herself that that's what actually happened.
Yeah,
like
she's living in a false reality.
She's trying to rewrite history, because to a certain extent, like if you are experiencing things in your life that are less than ideal, in the sense of like you want to be the kind of girl or be in the kind of relationship where your partner calls you out of the blue to say like, I hope you're having a great bachelorette. Like you start to think like, oh, well, you know, that isn't happening for me. But in my mind, I can convince myself that that's what's happening enough to like continue on. But I think if you are doing that constantly, if you're doing that at all, really, then something's wrong.
100%.
But I think you seem like you have a great head on your shoulders. I think you will do a great job communicating to her that you are concerned about her misremembering things.
Yeah.
I think the way to say it is misremembering versus lying. Yeah. I think maybe that's the best term to use. That's a bit more neutral.
Yeah.
A bit more like coming from a place of concern about her and not accusing her of being a bad person.
Yeah.
Because you can, if you, not to scare anyone, but like if you have like something, maybe something going on like neurologically, sometimes you can you have trouble remembering things.
Storytelling.
So it could be like, not to be dark, but like, you know, you can come from a place of concern.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the first question. Let's just do one more. This one's kind of a quickie, I think, because it's like a kind of a yes or no type of thing. Okay. Hi, Matchmade. Absolutely obsessed with the podcast. You make my Fridays every week, hoping you can help me out with this little situation that I'm having. I'm 23 and I'm in my second year of physical therapy school. I feel like we keep having PTs coming up. And I've recently developed...
I want to know what happened with the other physical therapist.
I've been checking the email. Did you ask him out or not?
Okay. Yeah, and what was the methodology?
No, literally, you know who you are.
She quit by now, so... No, or she was done by now.
Yeah, you know who you are. This is from like a few weeks ago. We answered your question, like, did you ask him out or not? Okay. Back to this PT. Well, she's in physical therapy school.
Okay.
Second year. She's 23.
Student.
Okay, continuing. She says, I've recently developed a crush on one of the residents at my program. He's 27, so she's 23, he's 27, and just graduated from another PT school last spring. Now he's doing a one-year mentorship at my program, working full-time at the clinic through my school. On the first day of the semester, we worked in an event together and ended up talking for a long time. It turns out we went to the same undergrad and currently live right down the street from each other.
Oh my God.
Since then, we've run into each other a few times at school and work-related things and have had conversations, nothing too flirty, mostly keeping it professional. Fast forward to last weekend, we ended up being out at the same bar. I know he saw me right away, but it took him forever to come up and say hi. My friends even saw him pointing me out to his friends and saying something like, "That's her." Eventually, he did come over and we talked for a while again, right on that line between friendly and flirty. The next morning, I followed him on Instagram. Great job.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to suggest you do. Like something like that, because that's such an easy first move. And she said she got a follow back almost immediately.
Ah.
So here's my question.
So exciting.
How do I give him the hint that I'm interested? Should I even give him the hint at all? It's not technically unethical. He's not my professor or grading me, but he does occasionally come into our classes to help teach. Plus, he's only at this mentorship for a year, and I have about a year and a half left in my program, so the timing could work out. Would love any and all advice you have. Love you guys. What should she do?
I think either post something that would insinuate like a reaction from him. If you post a photo of you and a friend that you think's cute or a selfie or something and see if he'll like it.
Or even like a good food thing that you're eating from somewhere local.
Yeah.
Something, an easy in for him.
Yeah. Or if he posts something and you feel like making him, you can literally just like his story.
Yeah. I think you should continue like with little things on social media now that you have this in to start. And ideally, he would make the first big move to ask you out. I feel like this is a really great beginning. She's had this 5 days ago, so I wonder if she's said anything on... Maybe she's already done this on social media. Because I feel like that's like a very easy first little toe dip. And then I feel like maybe you're right. Maybe he is being a bit more chill because he doesn't want to do anything unethical with like the program. But I feel like... I don't know, girl. Maybe you should make the first move.
I think if you post like the bait and maybe he doesn't react, I honestly wouldn't take it personally because maybe he just still is toeing the line and doesn't want to, I don't know, get rejected. But if he posts something and you like his story, that would like give him an in. And then if he still doesn't react, then I would like message him or something.
Yeah, and maybe with whatever you could message, if you're messaging him, don't say like, let's go on a date. You can be like, we should go there together. Like if he's posting a restaurant or something, we should go together sometime.
Yeah. Or the next time you saw him in person, you could bring up something that he posted and be like, wait, I saw that you went to that place on Instagram. I've really been wanting to go.
I've really been wanting to go. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You got to go fishing.
Yeah.
You got to place, you know, throw out the bait and go fishing.
Yeah. Which I'm going to be posting a lot of clickbait this weekend.
A lot of bait.
Yeah.
Laying a lot of traps.
A lot.
A lot of traps.
Many.
Because that, like, I love hearing all the stories of, like, one of our friends met her boyfriend or knew her boyfriend, but he, like, made the first move. Well, her fiance.
Yeah.
Now. Through Instagram.
Yeah.
He like DM'd her.
Yeah.
And
the tale is old as time. But
the thing is, he didn't just DM her out of the blue. She posted a fire picture.
Yeah.
And then he DM'd the blue bikini. She placed the bait.
Yeah.
And but the funny thing is, now the story is like, oh, he DM'd her.
Right.
But why did he DM her? because she...
The blue bikini.
Because of the blue bikini. Because she laid the bait.
Yeah.
So it's all about setting yourself up for success.
Yes.
The immediate follow back, I'd say, is very positive.
Yeah, it's a great sign.
Great sign. So anyway, I feel like that's a good good advice, hopefully, for these two.
Yeah.
And you guys, if you ever have a question that you'd like to send us, email us.
And literally follow up.
Literally?
Because I remember everything and we never hear back.
You guys are so fake for that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But I really want updates.
Like, come on, don't leave us hanging. And if you have an update you don't want us to read on air,
just let us know.
Yeah, we don't have to. We
can keep it confidential.
But we are curious. Like, please give us that.
Yeah.
Give us that. If you ever want to tell us anything that you don't want aired, you could still tell us. Like, we're going
to
read it.
Yeah. It's like the anonymous letter. You can send it to us, or like the text that you don't send that you want to send.
Oh, yeah.
Send it to us.
Yeah. Send it to us. We're here. And like, just like that, another episode of Match Made in the books.
It's and wrapped in a bow.
Next week, Adam will be back.
Birthday present for Katie.
Thank you guys. Thanks. My birthday's on Monday.
We're going to put our manifestations out there for Katie's 30th decade. Yeah. No.
30th year.
30th year.
Well, yeah, my 30s
decade. Your 30s.
My 30s.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week. And Adam will be back.
Yes.
So
he will.
Love ya. See ya. Bye. My knee hurts so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's one thing with aging. I feel like I am 90.
Ooh.